Surveillance importance and principles. Surveillance is traditionally defined as the systematic and ongoing monitoring of healthcare-associated infections that occur within healthcare facilities. However, it is important to note that surveillance may also take place outside of healthcare facilities, such as public health departments, and may monitor issues beyond healthcare-associated infections, such as a given population, their risk factors, etc. To observe steps or activities in the delivery of care and services or process measures, surveillance activities should cover residents, healthcare professionals, including contractors working in the facility, and visitors. Surveillance is an important aspect of an IP's responsibilities. In many jurisdictions, it is a regulatory requirement that a surveillance system is established and maintained based on state and/or national standards of practice, the healthcare facility's risk assessment, and the services the facility provides. All surveillance programs should be based on sound epidemiological and statistical principles. Only with properly collected and analyzed data and information can the IP and their team hope to help improve the outcomes and quality of care at their facilities. It is for this reason that IPs should be familiar with the concepts of epidemiology as covered elsewhere. Surveillance is an iterative, ongoing responsibility of the Infection Prevention and Control, IPC, program. After each round of surveillance and activities is done, the process begins again and is improved using feedback from the prior iterations. There may be new risks to be addressed or ones that are now well managed and are less of a priority. Consistency is important in surveillance. Using standardized definitions allows for comparability in internal and external benchmarking, for example, by ensuring that changes implemented previously have achieved or are leading to desired outcomes. By using standardized definitions, surveillance can benefit the wider medical community and improve public health, especially during a pandemic or epidemic. To ensure that the collection of information and the application of criteria are standardized, IPs are responsible for providing education about these practices to the personnel who perform surveillance activities. The data and information collected during surveillance are used to describe the incidence, trends, risk factors, and etiology of healthcare-associated infections. HAIs. They identify high-risk resident populations and can be used to identify outbreaks early. Surveillance programs can also be used to assess the impact of previous interventions and to improve resident outcomes and reduce adverse events through appropriate and targeted action plans. Surveillance is a critical component in the reduction of HAIs and is facilitated using infection control information system networks with standardized methods for collecting and reporting HAIs. Example, in the U.S., the CDC administers the National Healthcare Safety Network, NHSN. Key point. Surveillance plays a critical role in identifying outbreaks, pandemics, emerging infectious diseases, multidrug-resistant organisms, and bioterrorist events so that infection prevention measures can be instituted to contain the spread. It also helps in establishing a baseline, endemic level. New surveillance methodologies have been developed to meet the changing needs of the healthcare environment. As healthcare practices have evolved and advanced, new diseases have emerged, antimicrobial resistance has increased, and the number of potential bioterrorism threats has risen, methods of surveillance have had to advance, develop, and evolve. Interdisciplinary teams and communication in surveillance. The first step of a successful and effective surveillance program is for the IP to assemble an interdisciplinary team. The team members should be drawn from throughout the facility's departments: administration, resident care services, medical staff, nursing, pharmacy, laboratory services, quality assurance and performance improvement, QAPI, and information/data management services. The broad range of expertise offered by interdisciplinary teams ensures that the IP and their team can respond quickly to institute IPC measures when necessary. By building a team that transcends departmental boundaries, the IP can draw from a deeper well of experience and expertise than would otherwise be possible, thereby improving the chances that the risk assessment and surveillance program will address the correct events and issues. Surveillance programs in healthcare organizations should be integrated to include infection prevention and control, performance improvement, resident safety, emergency preparedness, and public health activities. Effective surveillance requires IPs to be skilled communicators and collaborators able to work with internal and external stakeholders. Surveillance and risk assessment are inextricably linked, as each informs the other. The surveillance team looks to the risk assessment to identify infections, processes and events that pose the greatest risk to residents, staff, and visitors. The team then designs its surveillance program accordingly. Risk assessments are addressed elsewhere. IPs should share surveillance findings with frontline staff, facility leadership, and all other stakeholders involved in infection prevention, risk assessment, and QAPI. This ensures that there is a broad surveillance net with informed individuals throughout the facility aware of any risks that might arise. Indeed, frontline staff are often among the first to identify clusters and outbreaks or unusual infections and diagnoses. Ensuring that information about surveillance goals and objectives is shared with others therefore enhances the IP's surveillance efforts. Key point: IPC surveillance is a collaborative exercise. An IP does not, and should not, work alone. It is essential that they assemble an interdisciplinary team with a broad range of relevant skills and expertise. Identifying goals and objectives. The goals and objectives of a surveillance program are identified through a risk assessment. In order to prevent the spread of infectious agents and organisms, the IP must understand the risk factors that facilitate transmission in healthcare settings. As addressed elsewhere, risk assessment types include community-wide, facility all hazards, and IPC-specific. While the purpose of a risk assessment is to identify trends and interventions that will help prevent and control infections, it is the surveillance program's purpose to provide actionable information. In other words, the goal of risk assessments is to identify what needs to be done in the future to prevent or decrease the risk of infection and other adverse effects. The surveillance plan should include details specific to the facility and the findings of its risk assessment. Therefore, recognizing risk factors helps determine the need for additional interventions if an infection is identified in a resident or if colonized or infected patients are transferred to an LTC facility. A full understanding of the potential risks allows an IP to design a surveillance plan that captures information necessary for detecting outbreaks and to translate these findings into control measures for mitigating the transmission of infectious diseases. An understanding of core epidemiological concepts and principles gives the IP the ability to present both reactive and proactive recommendations. Key point: the primary goal for all surveillance programs is to prevent and control HAIs and improve resident outcomes. Surveillance goals and objectives are based on the findings in the facility's risk assessments. Surveillance uses. For decades, surveillance data have been used successfully in a variety of healthcare settings to reduce infections, community and healthcare associated. By understanding the various ways surveillance can be used at a given healthcare facility, an IP is better able to create a plan and a program that can improve outcomes and reduce risks to the facility's population. The purpose of surveillance is to portray the ongoing patterns of infection occurrence and potential future spread to allow IPs to effectively apply appropriate investigation, control, and prevention measures. Successful and effective surveillance is a cycle. Public and healthcare providers collect information related to infections, illnesses, and other relevant conditions. Depending on the data, this information is reported to local, regional, state, and federal health departments. Data that is not shared externally is analyzed and combined with feedback from health departments. The information is then shared with relevant stakeholders, such as healthcare providers, who can act upon the data and any accompanying recommendations. The purposes of surveillance can be roughly separated into four categories: infection-related, facility-related, regulatory/guidance, and public health, as shown in Exhibit 4-1. Exhibit 4-1. Surveillance uses. By identifying risk factors, implementing reduction and control measures, and monitoring the effectiveness of interventions, multiple healthcare settings have been able to use surveillance data to reduce the occurrence of infections. Public health surveillance traditionally focused on communicable diseases. However, new surveillance systems have been developed to also track injuries, chronic diseases, genetic and birth defects, occupational and potentially environment-related diseases, and health behaviors. Note that surveillance may be categorized as active or passive. Active surveillance involves proactively seeking out information about specific diseases or health events. This method requires proactive efforts by health authorities, professionals, or researchers to collect data by contacting healthcare providers, laboratories, or other sources. It often involves regular and systematic data collection and reporting. Active surveillance supports timely and rapid data collection and reporting. Active surveillance is resource-intensive. Passive surveillance relies on the routine reporting of cases without specific efforts to actively gather information. It involves the submission of information from healthcare providers, laboratories, or other reporting entities based on established reporting systems. Although passive surveillance may be less resource-intensive due to its passive nature, there is a potential for delayed data and reporting.